Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don. Giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, diamond things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen, Steve Harvey. Why don't you join me? Yeah, yeah.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. A one and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Got a radio show and got something to say, too. Man, I thank God for it. I thank God for my life. I thank God for how in the midst of storms, he calms me. You know, somebody sent me something yesterday. I was going through another trial in my life, you know, which is life is going to always be that. You know, it's a I think the things that I say on the radio, I want you all to understand that I do so have to put them into practice all the time. All the time. And I was going through something yesterday. And I don't know how long I'll be going through it, but I'll be fine however long it takes. Because I have something, man. I have something. I'm going to share it with you. A lot of you got it. But I don't think sometimes we appreciate it until we have to use it. And that thing that we got is prayer. Prayer is available to every single person. Prayer is so important, man. It's so important. I'm not afraid to say it, though. It's so, so important to you. Because it's such a comfort. It's such an island that you can go to. I was going through something yesterday. And see, when I was sitting there going through it, man, somebody texted to me that just simply said that God does not guarantee us a life free from trouble. But he does promise to be our refuge in the midst of the storm. And you know, man, what prayer enables you to do is have just a little closer relationship with God. It allows you to form a barricade when necessary. It allows you to have a place to go when necessary. It provides you a place of shelter when it get real, real windy and real, real funky for you. When the bullets and arrows is flying, there's a place that you can tuck yourself. I always like to refer to it as under his wings. I like to get tucked under his wings when the bullets and arrows is flying. You know, I do realize, man, through my life, and I've been taught this over and over and over, Isaiah 43:1-2, that someone to the effect that you can walk through the fire and you will not get burned. nor will kindling set upon your clothing. And what I learned from that scripture, y'all, was simply this, that if you do have this relationship with God, if you are making an attempt to be righteous, trying to live your life to the best, you ain't stepping on nobody, trying to hurt nobody, you're giving God some glory, you're talking with him, you know, you're making some mistakes along the way, but you know what I'm saying? You ain't just mailing it in. You are consciously trying to be a righteous person. Then there's a promise that he gives to you, that he would be there for you. Now, here's the promise. The promise says something just like this, that you will be able to walk through the fire and not get burned, nor will kindling set upon your clothing. Now, what that means to me, my interpretation of it, real simple. That God is, some things are going to happen to you. And when they happen to you, it's not his doing. When you come under attack, when the haters come for you, it's never his doing. But he gonna walk with you though and allow you to walk through the fire and you will not get burned. That's amazing, man. Because I got a little fire going on right now. But guess what? They can't consume me with it. Because in their attempts to do what they do to you, to me, to anybody that's trying to go somewhere, mind your business, in their attempts to do what they're setting out to do, here's a problem with that now. If you got God, if you use this little weapon of prayer that he gives you, he'll provide you a refuge, but he'll let you walk through the fire and you will not get burned. Now, the part where it talks about won't no kindling set upon your clothing, that's kind of like if you've been in a house that's been on fire before, you know that that house has been on fire. You can walk in, it's soot on the walls. It's a smell in the air. You can see the damage. I mean, a house that's been on fire, until the repairs come, the restoration, you can walk in there and know that there's been a fire. Weeks later, after the house has been on fire, you can walk in because you can smell it. You can see the singe marks. But here's the difference. Houses, you know, I'm talking about just structural buildings, they don't have ongoing relationship with God. So I ain't talking about your temple or church or nothing, so please don't go there. I'm just telling you a fact. A house does not possess a soul. A person possesses a soul. So your relationship with God is where your refuge is. So now, here we go. Now, even though you're walking through this fire and you won't get burned, but when you walk into a house that's been burned, you can see it. Kindling everywhere, soot, everything. But oh my goodness, when you have a little walk with God, when you got some faith in him, hear what happens to you, y'all. When they come for you, when they attack you, the part that it says you won't get burned, but the no kindling, that means when it's over, no kindling was set upon you. That'll mean there won't be no soot on you. There won't be no singe marks on you. You won't smell like you've been on fire. You won't even look like you've been nowhere near a fire. But the whole time, the fire was raging all around you. But there's a place that you can go when your life is on fire, when you come under attack. There's a spot. There's a spot if you know God. If you just trying to be righteous, if you just go over there and get over there by him just a little bit, y'all, if you just send up some earnest prayers and pray it and mean what you say, there's a spot you can go that you can tuck under his wings. And you'll walk through the fire and you won't get burned. And nor will kindling set upon your clothing. Now, here's the part, though. I want you to feel me now. It did not say in there that it would not get ungodly hot. That's the cold part now. Come on, y'all. Because what did I tell you that the dude text me the other day? What did I just tell you? I just simply said that God does not guarantee us a life free from trouble. But he does promise to be our refuge in the midst of the storm. Now, I'm in one right now. But I want you to understand something. When you come for me, You don't come from somebody that's standing over there by himself. I have a relationship with him. And I use continually on a daily basis, more than three times a day, that beautiful little gift, that weapon of prayer that he's given to me. So while the storm is raging, I want everybody to know I'm just fine. Now I'm uncomfortable. I don't like it. I do not like what happens to me, no more than you like what happens to you. But I got news for you, though. I'm so covered. And I stand there in that place of refuge, man. And I drank that up. And, man, today I'm telling you, man, God's promises are true, that he'll be with you in the midst of a storm, that he'll hold your hand. God's promises are true. All you got to do is lean on them. You feel me? Check it out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all around the world, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I am the Steve portion of it and the Harvey portion of it, but it ain't no show without the following folks. Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good. Carla Pharrell.
What's up, crew? Morning.
Lil Pimp Junior.
Morning, Unc.
Yes. Morning, Junior.
You got it, man. You got Junior's voice, man.
Yeah. He do pimp.
He do pimping, boy.
Yeah. Because you know why, Jay?
Why?
Pimping ain't easy. Somebody got to do it.
That's how Junior would say.
Yeah.
J. Anthony Brown.
Watch out there now, Steve Harvey. Championship team, baby.
Yeah, and the master of foolery, king of the pranks.
Top. Top, Uncle Steve. It's Monday morning, baby. Yeah. Good Monday to everybody.
Ooh, well, what a weekend.
Yeah.
If you work for Trump.
Yeah, if you work.
It is not.
This dude fired people 24 hours before his pension kick in.
Yeah. Man. At nighttime.
And his 50th birthday. Oh, my God. Who does that?
I know. Man? Everyone had gone home. Everything. Shut down, and here comes this. He fired.
10 p.m., 11
yeah.
p.m.
I'm going to ask y'all again, man. Do anybody work up there anymore?
Oh, yeah.
For now.
Well, okay, Jeff Sessions fired him.
Okay, now, one more thing.
At the behest of the president.
Did I not tell y'all in the very beginning that they was coming?
The women.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you said that a long
time
ago.
You said that from the gate. From
even
the
before he announced it, you said that.
Yeah, you said that.
Trump announced that he was going to run.
This dude is on the cover of Playboy magazine. See, you, President Trump, back in the day. No, go online. Pull it up.
You thought he meant right now today.
Yeah.
Carla.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Playboy out of business now. So they shut down.
But I tell you what they're doing so foul. They're superimposing Ivanka Trump's face on a lot of porn sites now. That's really messed
up
what they're doing. Yeah, they're really doing that. They're doing a number on that girl right now, man, which is unfair.
I hadn't heard of that.
Well, that's terrible.
That's horrible what they're doing to her.
Yeah, that's keep saying kids should be off limits. Kids.
But this
and
Stormy
spouses.
Chick, though.
Stormy Daniels.
She ain't messing around.
No, sir. Mm-hmm.
She got
her lawyer.
Very
her
good
new
attorney.
Tour is called Make America Horny Again.
Yes.
That's her
march.
New tour. That's her new tour.
That's the name of the tour.
This chick.
It's on flyers.
It's out. Dog.
I want to open up for her.
She booked.
Oh, man.
Well, she opened up. She opened up for the president.
Yeah.
What?
She opened up for him?
She did open up for the president. But here's a question I got to ask.
Okay.
Steve, you can answer this. Mm-hmm. He paid $130,000 to shut up.
But he didn't sign the paperwork.
But here's the thing. How much did he pay her to have sex with him? How much money was that?
Oh, wow.
That's what the real money is.
It was less than $130,000.
That's the real money. Yeah.
No, it ain't. That number way low.
We may never find out. We may never find out because we got to go to break. we'll be back with something funny right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for something funny. I know you got it. I know. I'm ready.
Man, I was listening to some old LTD this weekend, Steve. Man, boy. Woo!
Jeffrey Osborne.
You know you boo me. Good time. I forgot how bad they were, man. I was bad.
Dog. Man. You hear that band?
Oh, your love is fading. Woman, I feel it fading. Oh, your touch is grown cold.
Yeah.
Seems someone else controls your very soul. I'm fooled downhearted as long as I can. I can feel the presence
of another man. Oh, he's taking my place.
You would stay just to watch me, darling, drift away from lies within. Can't stop the hurting, living on the run, taking all for granted. Like you're the only one.
Get some rest.
I know I could turn.
First, I didn't think so.
Thinking you'd be
now
gone.
He's been energized.
I must be prepared any time to carry on. So minute by minute, I keep holding on.
Man, who else?
Who else?
Say somebody.
OJ.
Let me make love to you, darling.
You forgot that part.
I love that part.
I can't wait.
You say all something. Should do a duet of,
say it. Just say it.
Of your favorite
say it.
Magic.
No, say it. Sad show, baby. Come yeah. on.
So let the sad show begin. Harry.
Can't afford to pass it by. Guaranteed to make you cry. See the man with the broken heart. You see that he is sad.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah, it hurts so bad.
So bad.
Come on, Shirley.
Oh, Intruders.
I'll always love my mama.
She's my favorite girl.
Yeah. Only get one, yeah.
I'll always love my mama. She brought me in this world. Say they talking about mama.
What? Come on. I want to know your name.
Yes.
Who stay haunted? Call me, baby, it's 2 o'clock.
Christ, I love my
it's just that someone over,
nice.
Baby, I really want to be with you. And if I chance, let me come home.
Wait, he got verse 2.
Come I know.
Make a motion.
Tag team.
And let me be.
And if I change,
I can hold you.
I know.
If you get down to another, don't get too down to another. That's the way you go. Gonna love strength. A down knee now. We're down knee now. Take it to ride.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Come on, Steve.
Oh, Lord.
If come on now. You don't know me by now. You will never know me. Ooh.
Up in here.
All the things.
Yeah, it is.
That we've been through. Tasty.
Baby, I've got mine.
And woman,
and
you got
know you got yours too. Boy, what about this one right here? Oh, the greatest two-part song ever written.
I miss you, miss you,
sir. Oh, I miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you.
Who's that?
Baby.
That's Harold Melvin.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's Harold Melvin and
Girl,
Teddy
I know
Pendergrass.
The truth about it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
That I just can't live Marathon. Without you. And that's why I'm confessing my love to you, baby. Who else?
Who else? You didn't do the dramatics.
Oh, yeah.
What you waiting on?
Yeah.
You gave your all in all
to nobody
you.
Nobody knows this one, though.
And he wasn't true. He tried
singing
to
B-side.
Find another
right.
girl.
Is this a toast?
Listen to this. Sweeter than you.
That's sweeter.
Imagination set him on a wild goose chase.
I don't know this one.
This is the one he always sings that we don't know.
That no other girl could ever take
toast
your
is the toast?
Place.
That's what I said. Is this the toast?
So now he's trying hard to get you back. But you know the fool's heart's made of cellophane. You can see
cellophane?
Through that. When he had your loves in the palms of his hands, he just wasn't satisfied. So he jibed and connived, and he had to have another girl right there by your side. Oh, let's give a toast.
Give a toast.
Let's give a toast to the fool who let you go. Who let you go? He can't hurt you no more. No, no, no. Three times. To the fool. Who let you go? Who let you go? But now we're together. He can't hurt you no more. Oh, let's have another one. Yeah.
That make you drive. That music make you drive cross country.
Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
That's right. Oh,
yeah. Understand.
Speak on it, Jay. Speak on
you
it.
You can drive cross country when
boy,
you got good music.
I testify to that.
Boy, let me tell you something. But let me tell you, it'll make you drive cross country for a reason.
Yes,
Thank you. Let all right, listen. That's fun. We got to keep that in the show. That
that's
was great.
That's my jam.
All
right, coming up next, it is Monday, so you know it's time. You know what time it is. It's time for Church Complaints.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about Miss Ann. She's going to be here. We're not going to talk about Miss Ann, but we're going to talk to Miss Ann, okay?
You look good, don't you?
All right.
We can talk about
she's going to be here with our national news. But right now, you know what? We're going to talk about church and church complaints.
Come on, Pastor.
Gracious Heavenly Father.
Yes, yes.
As we prepare to listen to the ungratefulness of the ungratefulness of the gratuity, we ask you that you bless us with the right mindset to handle these alterations.
Come on here now.
To make sure that we are in line with compilation.
That's right.
What?
Of the situation.
That's right. Say that one more time. She didn't get that.
We are asking that we are in line with the compilation of the situation, thus bringing about an arbitration.
An arbitration. That's right.
Lord, Lord, Lord. Ain't I praying?
You praying now.
Yeah.
Praying now.
Yeah, ain't I?
Go ahead, Pastor.
Come on here, Pastor.
I know I'm here.
Yes, yes.
We're asking, watch this now. We is asking.
We is asking.
Perpetually. Come on. We are asking perpetually.
Perpetually. I like that.
That you grant us these renovations. Huh. Now, come on now.
That was a word right there. Now say that word one more time.
Grant us these renovations.
Oh. Renovations.
As we request them from on high.
From on high.
Somebody say, you're praying, preacher.
You're praying, preacher.
Yes, sir. Let the church say, Amen.
Amen.
Amen again.
Amen again.
Oh, we praying now.
Yes, yes.
What you got, Deacon?
Pastor, let's first of all, here we go. Big Skipper Flipper, the old school pimp from the South Side, says two of his girls done joined our church, and he wants to join too. But only if he can use the basement on Friday nights. He guarantees the church $500 each Friday. Deacon Lowell told him no, but I said I would bring it to you
first. No, I'm sure that's going to be a no.
500?
Yeah, that's a big Skipper Flipper, the old school pimp from the South Side.
Yes.
Mm. I'm sure Pastor's not going to agree to that.
Well, Sister Shirley, you know, the word says, come ye one and all.
That's what it says.
All ye that labor
Pastor.
And are tired of laboring alone.
There you go.
Yes, it does. See,
you must come and join a fellowship.
That's right. Huh?
I think we ought to let Brother Skipper the Flipper come on in here on Friday night and bring in that 500.
Pastor, I'm appalled.
I think it's going to help the church out, Pastor.
Pimp in the basement.
Paul is not here. Now, RuPaul has asked us, could he use the church on every first Saturday for a drag race?
Yes, he has.
Deacon Thornton thought that drag race involved cars. I told him that ain't what it was.
No.
But we're going to let him have it anyway.
Good God Almighty.
And they're going to pay $1,000.
Well, we making some good side money then, Pastor.
Yeah, so let the drag race begin and the pimping has to end. Let's go deep.
Sister Lurline Flowers lost her fake eye again, and she's almost certain that little Dante Collins has it in his marble sack. But the boy say the sack is in his locker. She's asking that the church buy her a new one, and the cost is $1,375, Pastor.
Who has marbles anymore?
Tell Sister Lurline Flowers. Who is the boy that got the
Little Dante Collins.
Little Dante. Marbles was my specialty as a boy.
Yeah.
We can draw a circle, and I'll shoot little Dante for the eye. And I'll knock all his damn marbles. Dante won't have a damn marble in his bag shooting with the pastor. Because I was a marble shooting ass little boy.
I didn't even know kids did help.
No, they ain't got that, but that's how I know he going to lose. That boy ain't going to be able to knock an eye off the circle.
Oh, man.
So I will shoot little Dante for the eyeball.
All right. Speaking of eyes, Pastor, blind Billy Dixon is asking to fill the night security position that's open. He says he's qualified for the job. Now, Brother Titus Fleming wants the job as well. Well, blind Billy Dixon pepper sprayed Brother Titus. Now, they both blind. We need you to pick one of them for the job.
Well, I have decided to go with Brother Blind Billy. Because he been blind the longest. That boy's hearing is outstanding.
I knew it.
He actually works on the communion committee. And just watching you pour the wine in the communion cup, he can tell when you done poured in too much. You need to stop right there. That's too much now.
So we're
going to go with Brother Blind Billy. Because he been blind for real long. Pepper spray don't intensify nothing.
Oh, I see where you're coming from. Mm-hmm.
Lord, have mercy. It is night security. You ain't going to be able to see them ends no damn way.
Oh, man. Because
they have on black and they tunneling now.
So
if you tunneling, but blind Billy going to be able to hear that.
Yeah. And he knows how to pepper spray now. He does know how to do that.
Because he just listen where your voice. He aim at your voice. Make sure you're through talking because that pepper spray getting your mouth is down. Gotta keep your mouth shut when you pepper spray.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, Pastor, we are saddened by the death of Sister Greta Daniels. Her funeral is scheduled for this Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. The problem, Pastor, she wants her funeral to be non-traditional. She wants to be dipped in bronze and set at rest right on the front pew where she normally sits.
Well, since she dead, what we gonna do and she don't know is we gonna put in a casket painted bronze, drop it in the ground, and tell her she propped up on the front row. That's what we gonna do. Sister Greta ain't running nothing up here.
Sister Greta ain't running nothing.
Not a damn thing, not up in here.
Wow.
There's your church complaint.
All right, well, coming up at the top of the hour, thank you, Pastor. Thank you,
when we turn that casket straight up in the ground, instead of laying it flat, we're going to bury her vertical. And when her knees hit the lid, she'll think she's sitting up.
She's dead. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, as I was saying, Ms. Ann will be here with today's national news. Oh, man. And Attorney Jeff Sessions, guys, fired FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe late Friday night.
Tweet, 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 tweet. Oh,
the mystery of it all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions acted late Friday night. That's right. We were all home in bed or whatever when this went down. Late Friday night. Who does this? On President Trump's publicly stated wishes to fire FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. This was just hours and just 2 days before he was set to retire with full benefits. Okay.
And his birthday.
Yeah. And it was his birthday.
It's his birthday.
Yeah. Investigators found that McCabe had authorized two FBI officials to speak to the media about an ongoing criminal probe and then, in the investigators' view, misled them about it. The president tweeted about McCabe's dismissal Saturday as, quote, this was crazy, a great day for democracy. You just fired
this crazy?
Man.
Yes. Yeah, he's crazy.
You're making fun? Come on. That tweet drew a stern rebuke from former CIA Director John Brennan, who responded on Twitter, when the full extent, he was talking to the president, when the full extent of your venality, moral turpitude, and political corruption becomes known, you will take your rightful place as a disgraced demagogue in the dustbin of history.
Wow.
Yeah, he really got on him. Yeah. You may scapegoat Andy McCabe, but you will not destroy America. America will triumph over you.
But you know the problem with that? It's just Democrats saying stuff. The Republicans are saying nothing.
Yeah, Paul Ryan.
No matter what he does.
Mitch McConnell.
They say nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Here's what I found. Everything that Donald Trump does, all the Democrats and CNN, they go, what? Uh-huh. But everything Donald Trump does, the Republicans and Fox go, so what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's so bipartisan.
Obama was in office. Yeah.
That it's absolutely sickening to me now. And I'm out of politics after this, man, because this the way they're doing it.
Don't get out.
Oh, no, no, no.
What do you mean you're out of it?
No, I'm out of voicing politics. I will always encourage people to vote, and I will always vote. Mm-hmm. But that's the extent of it. But going up there talking to them, mm-hmm. seeing if we can get something done, mm-hmm. all that, man. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. Because I learned a valuable lesson, man. It ain't about nothing you talking about, man. It's bipartisan. Their job is to make Donald Trump look good. They know this is wrong, but their job is to make him look good because that's our party.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, it's party over people. Yeah.
And that's sickening.
Yeah, party over everything.
But then if Donald Trump does something halfway decent, it's the Democrats' job to blast all of that. So now, even if there's a slight move in the right direction on his part or the Republican part, which can happen, that's not enough. You're wrong, da-da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, everything he does to the Republicans and Fox is A-OK, and it's not.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
It wasn't even like that with Obama, because Obama, the Republicans were against him. But in a lot of instances, he couldn't even get some of the Democrats to go along with him.
You're right.
You know, and that was the sad part about him being president, because all the Democrats, you know, that's the part I didn't
like. Well, it's good for me like to watch what's happening really in the news and watch what Fox is talking about.
Man, it is
total opposite, man.
Now it's okay to talk to North Korea.
They be talking about the weather or something
else.
Seriously, man. They act like half this stuff ain't even happening.
Yeah.
Man, I turned on that, and they had on Fox News the NCAA biggest scandal in America right now. I said, they kidding me.
After he fired Rex Tillerson.
I said, you got to be kidding me.
All right, come on, Steve. Introduce Miss Ann.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Okay, this is Ann Tripp with the news, and here we go. Yes, there has been another package bomb blast in Austin, Texas. This is the fourth one. Then this time, two men were injured. The reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction of the person or persons now responsible for four package bombs that left two professionally stellar black men dead, two women, one black, one Latin injured, and two more men injured yesterday. That reward has now risen to $115,000. So far, all the targets have been either black or Latino. But Austin's police chief Brian Manley says the situation is dangerous for everybody.
No matter how careful you are, the materials used in these devices represent an ongoing hazard and a danger to children and families that may be near the bomb maker.
They are looking for this bomb maker. A Democratic congressman from Wisconsin offering the latest official fired from the Trump administration a job for one day. As you heard, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions fired FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe Friday night, less than 48 hours from his planned retirement with a full pension after 20 years. So Representative Mark Pocan is offering McCabe a one-day job so he can retire with the pension he's earned. Word is Massachusetts Democrat Seth Moulton's also tweeting he's also thinking about giving McCabe a job if he wants one. By the way, President Trump reportedly had been uncomfortable with McCabe for a few reasons. Trump feels he supported Hillary Clinton. McCabe worked under Trump's nemesis, former agency director James Comey, and it was McCabe who suggested Robert Mueller to be special counsel in charge of the Russia probe. I must say right here that Mueller, by the way, is a Republican. Anyway, the Republican that president labels that in fact probe a witch hunt. However, some members of Trump's party, like Senator Lindsey Graham, feel that the probe should be completed as is.
When it comes to Mr. Mueller, he is following the evidence where it takes him, and I think it's very important he be allowed to do his job without interference. And there are many Republicans who share my view.
The senator appeared on CNN's State of the Union. In Florida, police say they think they have all the victims from last week's pedestrian bridge accounted for and recovered. The accident occurred on what was supposed to be a safer way to get to the campus of Miami's Florida International University, which was closed for spring break. They're opening up today, and they're going to observe a moment of silence on the campus in memory of the victims. At the weekend's box office. Yeah, did you have to know? It was all about Black Panther again. In fact, Panther is now becoming the first film in 8 years to remain at the number one spot at the movies for five straight weekends. Its domestic total is now over $605 million. If it makes its number one next week, it'll surpass Star Wars, The Last Jedi, and The Avengers as the highest grossing superhero flick on the domestic charts. Back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So here we go, Carla. We have to talk about this. All of the women on social media have been talking about Tamar Braxton. I know you guys have seen this. This past Saturday.
I haven't seen it. She looks beautiful.
She looks great.
Yes, she absolutely does, Tommy.
Perfectly shaped head. Great. Okay, well, let me tell you what happened, Steve. This past Saturday was Tamar's birthday. Happy belated birthday, Tamar. But the real big news is that she cut and shaved off all of her hair.
I love her hair. I love it.
Do you guys remember back some years ago when Solange did it, Beyonce's little sister? She cut off all her hair.
I remember that one.
Yeah, she cut off all her hair, and she went natural, too. But anyway, she cut off her hair. So Tamar posted, "Finally free. I'm over feeling captive to a wig, a weave, people's comments and opinions, even my own opinion. So we can choose to stop these things from having power and victory over us," is what she said. And some blogs now, here we go with the hate. Some blogs are posting that she's unstable. Because remember when Britney Spears did it.
Well, when Britney did it, she was.
Britney was. Yeah.
Britney shaved her own hair. Well, they're saying that she's unstable because of her situation with her ex-husband.
With Vince.
And, so things like that. But I think Tamar looks fantastic. I was at the beauty shop Saturday, Shirley, and that was the conversation the entire time.
Women were supporting Tamar. What do you think, Steve?
Well, I think she's gorgeous. I think if a woman wants to do that, it's totally up to her. It's totally her prerogative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I do think, though, even if you're going to do it, you have to just weigh out all of it. You have to weigh it all out. It may have something to do with what you do for a living. It may affect you down at your job. It could. I'm not sure about that. But it could. You got to weigh it all out.
Yeah, it definitely could. Yeah. But you know there's a double standard, you know.
Yeah.
For black
especially women, for us, sisters.
Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, we get chided for wearing braids in our hair, for wearing our hair
natural, even big earrings.
Yeah, if we want to wear locks, things like that.
Lipstick, they give it a hard time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our culture,
Yeah, it's different because.
And it even goes to little girls in school with their hairstyles.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It goes that young, too, Tommy, on what they wear, what little girls, how they wear their hair. Yeah.
It's definitely a double standard. It is. Mm-hmm. It depends, you know, if you what kind of profession you're in. Like Tamar is in entertainment.
Yeah, so
Brittany is in entertainment. Mm-hmm. Solange was in entertainment. So, you know,
but
if you're in a banking or a corporate position,
you might want to check
it's a little different.
Yeah.
It is a little
different. There's an app that allows you to look, let you see how your hair is going to or your head's going to look before you even cut it all off so you can get an idea of what it looks like. So you might want to download that app.
So what's the present?
Be quiet, Jay Anthony.
Well, he's got a point.
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
A point.
Yeah.
Women talk about this all the time. We like guys that have a sense of humor. Jay's funny.
Got it.
Yeah, he's got a great job. He's got money stored away. He's
got it.
All of that. So
not finna marry you.
But you would be a good catch.
But pettiness, though. You want to be married to that type of pettiness?
All right, coming up at 34 after the hour, Jay is here to murder another hit.
I can't believe you woke up today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In music news, have you guys heard? Cardi B is set to deliver her baby this summer. That's right. She is pregnant the first week in July. Congratulations to her. Now, unlike Beyonce, she is not letting the pregnancy stop her from performing at Coachella. But we have to remember that Beyonce was pregnant with twins. She was high risk. Yeah. Okay, so we have to remember that. That's why she had to pull off. So if the
Beyonce got the money to take off.
Yeah. So if the rumors are true,
let's
stop comparing Beyonce to other.
But yeah, that's what they're doing because Beyonce pulled out of Coachella, and because she was so far along, you know. Congratulations going out to Cardi B and Offset of the Migos. Yes.
My son did that whole song in here last week.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
He knows the song.
What?
Oh, he knows the song, and he knows Steve. Little Jordan, Tommy's son, knows when not to cuss in the song.
He not cuss.
What song was he singing?
Bodak Yellow.
Oh, he knows all of them.
Every word, Jay.
Making money.
Yeah, every word.
Ain't that
he knows when not to cuss around his daddy.
That ain't what he's saying at school.
What'd you say, Steve? You spend all your money what?
You spend all your money on these kids' education. That's what the hell
that's
is
what
Bodak
he knows.
Yellow.
They've been saying
making
that
money moves.
Yeah.
That's what they said. Seven college education, and they ass listening to trap music. You ignorant. Y'all could have dropped out of high school and gotten the damn management program.
Okay, but they didn't.
All this money I done spent.
You talking about your kids?
He is.
Right. Seven college education, they ass listening to trap music.
All right, listen.
Raindrop, trap, turn it up, drop.
Yeah.
What?
Top.
Now it's time for, to murder another hit. Come on, Steve, introduce Jay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Anthony Brown.
Please join me this week at the J-Spot Comedy Club, 5581 Westminster Avenue, hosted by your boy, Jay Anthony Brown.
Come on, boy.
I will be there for Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Take a little while to get them tacos.
Get your orders in now.
Put 90 in this morning.
I will call now if you want them on Tuesday.
I already put them in.
But when you get them,
when you get them,
is they good?
They're so good. They're so good, Steve. You got to try them.
I'm going to be in St. Petersburg, April the 7th, baby, at the Palladium. Now, this song right here.
Mm-hmm. Right here.
Right here.
Mm. Right here.
Is in honor of my good friend.
Yeah.
Snoop Double D-O-G.
Okay.
Double
check
drink.
It out. On the Steve Harvey Morning Show, y'all.
Made a mistake this time. I should have went to the stove. That old ass condom broke. I'm screaming it burns when I go. But I done caught a sexual infection. See, he was all in the club, feeling love, telling jokes at the grown folks, rolling at the J-Spot. She was right by the stage with a fat friend, eating hot one. He could tell her she was way hot. Short
man's a freak. He ain't nothing to play with. See, his game is outrageous. Got a backstage and made sex faces. Felt good like no protection. Condom broke, he caught a damn infection. Sexual infection. The doctor told him sexual infection. Cause he done caught a sexual infection.
That's how you do it, boy.
That's how it's done, baby. That's singing at his best.
Yes, Snoop would be proud.
Snoop would be proud.
For Anthony Brown.
Light did, one right? up in his honor.
Not in here. We're going to contact.
Yeah. It's legal here.
That's on a lot of people's bucket list. Get high with Snoop.
You know, that is. That is. That's on mine. That
Are
is
you serious
on,
right now?
That is on my bucket list. To hang out with Snoop.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm putting it that way.
Yeah.
But to hang out with Snoop. To hear Snoop go, here. So I've heard her.
All right, we got to get out of here. Nephew Tommy is up next with a prank phone call right after this.
Yay, yay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he complains and nags like a woman. Mm. You heard me. He complains and nags like a woman.
He's a nagger.
Yeah. Yeah. The other N-word. All right, but up next, it is the nephew. He's here with the prank phone call. What you got, Nev?
Go big or go home.
Oh.
Go big or go home.
So you just be at the house.
Shut up, boy.
Right, Junior.
That was a snipe right there, wasn't that a snipe? That's a pop.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Darnell. Darnell, let's see, who this? Darnell, how you doing? This is Scott with Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge. How you doing today?
Scott who?
My name is Scott, and I'm with Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge.
What's up?
We were actually given a phone call by your wife. Your wife is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, your wife's birthday is coming up pretty soon. Is that right?
Yeah. It's a couple weeks. Yeah, it's coming up.
Okay. Have you decided on getting her anything or?
No. I got a couple things in mind.
Well, actually, we got a call from. I think we've got something that's gonna really help you guys, and something I think that she wanted to recommend. That's something that you probably wouldn't think about getting.
All right, I'm all ears.
Okay,
I've been racking my brain, so I'm all ears.
Actually, gave us a call. She's actually had an idea. You know what she would really, really like for her birthday present. So
hold on. She called to give me an idea on what I should get her for her birthday.
Yeah, well, this is something that's a little different, and it's something that you probably would never in a million years think of. But here at Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge, we actually do some things that we definitely know you wouldn't have thought of. So I definitely understand her giving
Sam,
us a call.
Sam, what's your name? What's your name again? Sam?
No,
Sam.
Scott.
Scott, get to the point. What you selling?
Actually. Let us know that there are some things that are really, really lacking between you guys. And she would very much like for her birthday where you can be a lot more well endowed. So, you know, that's what we do here at Bigger and Better.
What?
We actually, hello?
What? I could be more what?
More well endowed, sir. So I think really what's going on is Bianca's really not satisfied right now.
And she called you to tell you that I'm not, what do you mean well endowed? My junk?
So you're inadequate. You know what I mean? I guess maybe very impotent. I'm not sure, but
are you kidding me? What's the name of this company again?
Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge. And right now, you know, you're not large and in charge. And we want to get you to that. Are you able to come in for a consultation?
A consultation. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna call her right now because this is a right now. Okay, I'm gonna call her.
Do you not think you need to come in?
I don't even think I need to be talking to you, Mr. Scott, about
whatever is going on in my bedroom.
I'm king, so I'm not even. I don't even know what the going on. Whatever services you offer me that's going to increase me in the bedroom.
This is the first sign of denial, right here.
I don't have no denial. I don't have no problems in the bedroom.
Okay, well,
you know what I'm saying. So I don't even. Why am I even still on the phone with you?
Okay, but sir, I mean, you
ain't have to worry about hearing from her. If she got some kind of account with you, then you ain't got. You go ahead and close that out.
Okay, but Mr. Darnell, let me say this: you have a very big ego, sir. What I want to do is you know, but you're not as big as your ego. I want to get you to that point.
This is some crazy. I've heard some crazy things people sell online, but you're gonna call me talk about my wife called you and saying that I'm inadequate in the bedroom.
Sir, you know what? And once again,
I'm trying, Will. I know you're just doing your job, Scott, but I'm going to have to call her right now, okay?
Okay.
So don't worry. Lose my number,
you're
Scott.
In,
don't call
denial.
Me no
denial.
Okay?
You're in denial.
I'm in denial. You. Hello?
Sir, I really want to help you as much as I can.
Listen, man, listen. I'm trying to get my wife on the phone right now, okay? I know you got a job to do, but what I need you to do right now is stop calling me, all right? I'm trying to be nice to you because I'm sure whatever it is, she called you and you're just doing your job,
okay,
all right?
But sir, I'm trying to get you in here to get a consultation so we can get you further along than where you are.
Consultation? A consultation? I don't need no consultation. I don't need no assistance from you, Scott.
Okay, sir, you're
call me no more, man.
Hey, you're small and I want to make you bigger.
You want to make me bigger? What the is this anyway? You make bigger, huh? What kind of job is that? How you even get a job like that? You apply for this job? You're an idiot. Were you a high school dropout?
Sir, I'm trying to get you in.
Stop calling me, man.
Mr. Darnell, I'm still trying to help you get through this situation, okay? Are you willing to come in for a consultation? At least we're coming in for a consultation. We can get
you
further along than where you are.
Are you listening to me? The only consultation we're going to have is my fist in your face if you call me again. I'll tell you what, I will come in for a consultation. Give me your address and everything like that, all your information, and I will come down for a consultation. You gonna be there?
I'm here the first 8 hours of the day, sir. What I want to do is get you lined up and get your procedure.
Let me call my wife. I don't need no damn procedure. Give me your info, and you don't have to worry about hearing from us no more, okay? But right now, I need you to get off the phone. I don't want to hang up on you. I understand you're trying to do your job.
Mr. Darnell, you're small.
I'm small?
I'm trying to make you bigger,
man,
sir.
You.
Hey, sir, you know what? I'm trying to help you. You're the person that's a little small guy. I'm trying to help you with your problem. Now, if you're not going to be appreciative of it, then I don't even understand why your wife knows you're having a problem.
Give me your address, and we can have this conversation face-to-face. You don't know what the
fuck you're talking
to, man.
Why would your wife call here, sir?
It doesn't matter. If I can get on the line, I can figure out why she calls you.
Because you're inadequate.
Man,
hey, sir,
man.
Sir, here's the problem. You're tiny and you don't want to admit
I'm
it.
Tiny?
Let me get
you. You don't know me, man. You've never seen me. You don't know anything about me. I can't even believe my wife would even call you with this. This is how you do business? You going to call me and call me I'm tiny?
Sir, let me explain something to you. I'm not only the president, but I'm also a client, sir.
I don't give a what you are, okay?
Okay. Then there are some other things that let us know as well.
What the would that be?
She also wanted me to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife just prank phone called you, man.
Man, that ain't funny, man. I'm all here over here looking at my in the mirror. Man, it's kind of great to call her. I thought I was good, but I got a little nervous there. I was like, man.
What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Come on, now you know it's a Steve Harvey radio show, man.
You got to go big.
You got to.
Wow. That's what the woman wants.
That is not what I thought that prank was.
No,
exactly.
I thought it was basketball.
Football game.
March Madness.
March Madness.
Go big.
She mad every month out the year, though.
Not just March.
April, baby.
It's going big. 23rd, 24th, 25th. That's this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The Nephew is in Memphis, Tennessee at Chuckles Comedy Club. Two Friday, two Saturday, one Sunday, and it's selling like hotcakes. I promise y'all, in a couple of days, I'm going to be telling y'all what. Sold out!
Yeah.
That's what you have to say, baby.
Yes, sir. Get your tickets. Stay on sale right now. The Nephew coming.
And Prescott's funny, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Prescott is.
Mm-hmm. And tell your people to buy them some tickets.
I will.
Instead of waiting on me. Because they want four tickets, then when they get to the door, they needed eight more.
It's like, how could you guys embarrass me?
Embarrass
like
the
that?
Hell out of Shirley. I'm like, Shirley, your people outside. I done gave them four tickets, but they say they got eight more people with them.
I knew nothing about that. Nothing.
Just get the ticket.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Carla, you know about your people.
I don't have no people in Memphis. Where you going next?
I can't believe it.
right, listen, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, coming up at the top of the hour, I should say, coming up next, it's the Strawberry Letter. He complains and nags like a woman.
He's a nagger.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, before we get to today's Strawberry Letter, subject, he complains and nags like a woman, Black Panther, ladies and gentlemen.
It
Black Panther is number one again. This is the fifth weekend
Come
in a row.
Him.
Come on, Black Panther.
Yes, it beat the movie. Oh, they thought they had us with
Tomb Raider. I went to see
Tomb
Raider. It was okay, but it was nowhere near. I knew it wasn't going to be Black Panther.
What, was it as good as the Angela Lena Jolie
version? It was not as good at all. Not at all. Mm-hmm. No, they didn't have a fine white woman in this movie like they did in the other one. And when you replace
That's
it with a not so.
That's what I was asking, Jay.
You asked me, was it as good?
He's going to give you the white woman rebuttal now.
He's giving you the white woman rebuttal.
You for a movie review.
This white woman was all right, but she was nowhere near this time.
I give up. I just give up.
But the Black Panther was great. It was packed. Mm-hmm. When you go in there, it's packed. It's such a good.
Yeah,
movie,
it's
man.
Continued to break records all across the box office.
It's a
the
billion
movie,
now, isn't
yeah,
it?
The movie's closing in on $600 million domestically.
Wow.
That's half a billion.
It's gonna catch Avatar.
More
trust
than
me.
Half a billion, yeah. And then it has made $1.1 billion around the world. Black Panther is the first movie since Avatar mm-hmm. to win 5 straight weekends at the box office. So congratulations.
Yeah.
And you know what people, a lot of people have seen it once. They're going to see it multiple
Bad
times. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen it once. I got to go again, though.
Which means that makes it room for the Fat Panther, baby, on Steve we got, Harvey.
Steve Harvey got to see this movie. He ain't seen it yet.
Steve, you
got
to go see it, man. Go see the Fat.
We got to get it in your theater. How y'all rich people do that? Because y'all be like, Eddie Murphy watches them at home. How they do that? What y'all? Who y'all call for that? I know you got the number.
We'll talk about it after the letter. We got to get to this letter.
Because you know, maybe I ain't got Eddie Murphy money.
I can see Black Panther money. You got that
at the house.
At the
money.
House, you got that. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right, subject: he complains and nags like a woman. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 32-year-old wife and mother. My husband and I have 3 children. When I first met my husband 7 years ago, he was kind, loving, protective, and the sex was amazing. After we got married, he started complaining about everything. All he does now is complain, like a woman. I came home from work and he starts complaining. I visit family, he complains. If I don't do things the way he'd do them, he complains. He sends me long text messages at least once a week to complain about something. It has gotten to the point that I don't want to be intimate with him at all because he complains about that too. When we argue, it's because he's nagging me about something. But I am the one that always apologizes afterwards. He always tells me that he doesn't feel appreciated. Stephen Shirley, I try my best. I cook, I clean, I take care of our home, work, and take care of him and the kids the best I can. He often reminds me that the Bible says to submit to my husband because he is the head of the house. He acts more like the wife in our marriage. I don't know what more I can do. He is a complainer and a nagger, and I'm sick of his mood swings. I'm trying to stay true to him, but he is pushing me away. I appreciate any advice you can offer. Mood swings. I don't know. Maybe there's something medically wrong. Maybe he needs to go get tested. He might be bipolar. You never know. But since he's quoting the Bible, let me just say this. He skipped the part when he's talking about a woman must submit to her husband. Yeah, that's in there. But what about the part about a husband should, treat his wife, love his wife as Christ loved the church? That's in there, too. That's in there, too.
Yeah, that's in there.
Okay, that's in there, too. What about the part about, it's better to live on the roof or in the desert than to be, well, since he brought the Bible up, then to be with a quarrelsome and nagging wife. Flip that. He's quarrelsome and nagging. Okay, look, no one wants to live under these circumstances. They just don't. These are crazy conditions to live under, okay? What you say, Steve? Yeah, right.
I just said I ain't.
You can't live. Who can live like this? You know, who can live like this? Have you talked to him about how you feel? I see you wrote the letter to us, but have you dealt with this with him? He probably, of course, would complain about that too, though. Listen, I don't know how much more of this you should or can take. It's up to you. When is enough enough? When are you tired? When are you tired enough to leave? When are you tired enough at least to go get some counseling or some therapy out there? There's some out there for you. You don't have to deal with this, okay? I know you have three kids, but there's a better way to do this. I suggest therapy or counseling first. And then if that doesn't work, then you're going to have to do what you got to do. And that's not stay there and deal with this. Steve?
Well, I agree with everything Shirley said. The problem we have here is we had this dude, something wrong with him.
Yeah.
It's something wrong with him. When your man is out nagging you, it's something wrong with him. Because that's by nature, it don't normally go that way. Mm-hmm. Just by nature. Well, if it does, it's something wrong with him. Because what man don't want to live in peace? What man don't want to come home and just go, whew?
Yes.
What man don't want to walk in the house and not know, and not, what man want to walk in the house knowing it's going to be a fight every time he go in, and he going to be the one to start it? Oh, that's ignorant, man. Something wrong with this dude. You know, he was protective. When you met him, he was loving. Sex was amazing. After we got married, he started complaining about everything. All he does is complain like a woman. Mm. That's dangerous, man. When your woman start thinking that you just this biatch.
Yeah, mm. That's very good. Okay. Very, very good right there.
That's a good way to say it.
Oh,
when your
it
woman... is really? Sitting up in here thinking, you just some biatch.
Really?
You have a problem, partner. Partner, you got a problem. Because now, man, the woman who should be the apple of your eye is looking at you sideways. I come home from work, he started complaining. I visit family, he complains. I do things the way he do them. If I don't do it the way he complains, he sends me long texts at least once a week to complain about something. That's gotten to the point where I don't even want to be intimate with him at all because he complains about that too. Okay? Let's start with some solutions here. Stop giving him cookie.
Oh.
Oh, wait.
Cut him off?
Okay. No. See, let's start right here. You want answers to this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you how to solve this right here. I got a few things. And when we come back, I'll just go on and break it off to you. I'm going to tell you how you can go on and solve this problem right here.
He's going to complain.
Don't take the cookie, though.
Oh, no. He complaining anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me give you something to complain about. See, because if you're going to complain, you got to do like a man do. If I'm to a woman, I'm going to teach you that when
okay.
We come back. We'll come back.
All right, we're going to have part two of Steve's response right after this. We'll be back at 23 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's get to part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, he complains and nags like a woman.
Well, you know, this letter is about this woman who is married to this man. Everything's great, but now all he does is complain. She can't do nothing to make this guy happy. She can't cook, clean, take care of the kids, work, go visit her family. He just complain. Once a week, he sends these long texts. So then she says she don't even like being intimate with the man no more because he complained about that.
Mm.
Now I'm about to give you some solutions, what you could do. First of all, stop sleeping with him.
Ooh.
Let's just start right here. You really want to get a man's attention? The cookie. Once you stop the cookie,
shut up, Tommy.
You have his undivided attention. You got to quit crumbling the cookie.
He's going to complain.
Okay, but guess what, though? See, now you have to do what men do. See, ladies, now let me teach you something, how to act like a lady but think like a man.
Okay.
What we do is, when we got a wife that's a nagger,
mm-hmm.
and no matter what we going to do, she going to nag anyway,
mm-hmm.
we going to do two things. First of all, we going to do what we want to do since you going to nag anyway.
Oh.
And we going to give you something to nag about. So if you just nagging, then we're going to just do what we want to do. That way, when I get home, I know you're going to be nagging, but I'm good. Because I done been out in these streets and did what I wanted to do. So now I'm good.
So you
go
can
ahead
handle
nag.
It now.
Yeah, go ahead and nag. I've been taken care of. So go ahead and nag. That's what men do. So, ladies, I'm telling you, stop breaking off that cookie. Since you complaining about the cookie, stop breaking it off.
Mm.
I've gotten to the point where I won't be into with him because he complains about that too. When we argue, it's because he's nagging me about something. He just nagging. But I'm the one that always apologizes afterwards. Mm. Next thing you do, don't issue no more damn apologies.
That's right.
Stop being sorry for something you didn't start.
Sorry, not sorry.
See, number one, oh, this is a reverse relationship. The nagging, you apologizing for everything. It's really the other way around in a regular relationship. And then we move on. All right, now, but I'm always, he always tell me he don't feel appreciated. What do he want, a parade? You done had the three babies, you cleaning, you cooking. Hell, tell him you don't, see, you got to flip the script here. Tell him you don't feel appreciated. Beat him to the punch. I try my best. I cook, clean, take care of our homework, take care of him and the kids. The best. He often reminds me, here we go, Shirley got good at this right here. He reminds me that the Bible says to submit to, reminds me that the Bible says to submit to my husband because he's the head of the house. What the Bible means by that, let me help you with that, is referring to righteous leadership. You should follow your husband if he's providing righteous leadership.
Amen, Steve.
Ultimately, this man has to make a decision on whether the family sinks or swims. He better make a good decision because it's going to be on him whether the family sinks or swims. So when y'all can't compromise, you may have to go, all right, baby, we'll do it your way. You don't have to. But this is only under righteous leadership. If your man ain't righteous and the leadership is poor, why would you submit to him? Why would you follow his dumb ass off the cliff?
Preach!
I'm just trying to tell you.
Say you that again, Steve.
Why would you follow his dumb ass off the cliff?
Say that again.
You know he dumb.
I love it.
You done packed up all the kids, got the car, if and let this fool drive it off the cliff. You done told him not to go that way.
Yeah.
He done went that way before and then jacked y'all up. Preach. Now you tell him not to go, this ain't righteous leadership, therefore you ain't got to submit to that. Since he throwing up the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
How about this here? How about, let me just do some Sunday school Bible, because they're the only verses
on.
I know.
That's all right.
How about do unto others as you would have them do unto you?
Amen.
Just, amen. How about that one?
Amen.
That one ain't bad.
Nagga, please.
How about this one right here? This little light of mine, uh-huh. I'm going to let it shine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, Oprah said it best.
Don't let him dim
you. You can't fight negative with negativity.
That's right.
Mm. Can't.
You can't fight negativity with negative. So she said, use your light. Only light can fight darkness. I've created an analogy. Take it one step further. If you're in a dark cave, which you in, you're in a dark cave.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a birthday candle, it's the smallest candle I know. Just a birthday candle.
Mm-hmm.
If you get it lit, you is the light in the pitch black cave.
Come on now.
You are the light in the pitch black. It's no longer pitch black around
yes.
you. Even if you got a birthday candle.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't fight negativity with negative.
Mm-hmm.
So put that light on him.
Nagger.
Just got to put that light on him.
Just one letter.
Oh, black nagger.
I don't know what more I can do. He's a complainer and a nag. And I'm sick of his moves.
Mood swing.
Change that A.
I'm trying to stay true to him, but he's pushing me away. I appreciate any advice you can offer. Well, here's my main advice. Since you say he's a complainer and a nagger, N-A-G-G-E-R. First thing I would do, if you're not going to take the high road. Michelle Obama said take the high road.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Take that A out.
Okay, it's just one letter, baby. Just
take that A out and let his ass have.
Put another vial in there.
And let the church use you.
And say, and let the church by nigger.
This nigger here.
Let the church say amen.
That's my nigger.
Yeah. All right, look, thank you,
one
Steve.
One more. Nigger, please.
We got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's strawberry letter at my girl Shirley. And coming up in about 10 minutes, Beyonce songs. that men should not be singing. You should
real
not
loud.
Be caught
real
singing.
Real loud. You can sing them.
Let me catch you
not
singing
loud.
One of these
not,
songs right here.
To the left, to the left.
not real loud.
No, we shouldn't be singing them at all.
Thank you, Junior. We'll be back. Thank you, Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, as we get our coins together, because tickets go on sale today for Beyonce and Jay-Z, you know they're doing On the Run, too. On the Run, too.
It is a player's move to get your lady these tickets.
Yeah, it's
a good move. It's a great move.
My lady going to have a press pass.
We're going to stand there. We're going to stand there.
We covering the event.
And get your coins together. That's real talk. My girlfriend bought three, $1,200.
You are serious about your relationship once you buy these tickets.
Yeah, $1,200 for three tickets.
It's even more serious if you go.
Yeah. But the tour is worth it, though.
Yeah.
If you saw On the Run.
I saw. Yeah, I did.
Woo, yes, Lord, it was good. Yeah. Okay, so they're going to kick off the American leg of the tour this summer. First date is July 25th in where, Steve? Cleveland, baby. Cleveland.
Yeah. Where are they performing at?
In Cleveland.
Where the Browns play, I mean, it'll be empty.
they ain't been using it.
They ain't using it.
Well, you heard him with that, Jay.
Oh, man, that's dirty. That's a damn shame.
You heard him with that one, Jay.
Hey, I do my own thing.
But you know, when you're about to have a squad, though. I'm going to give you that. You're about to have a squad, huh?
We better have a damn
So, Jay, now, in honor of all of that, what do you have here? What
I have
segment
come
called?
Up with a list of Beyonce songs. Now, men, there are men who love Beyonce.
Yeah,
straight up loving. And there's no harm in loving Beyonce.
No.
We talking about our boys.
We talking about your boy.
Yeah.
We're just saying, if you like Beyonce's song, these are a list of songs you just can't sing out loud.
Uh-huh. Especially if there's women around.
If there's women around, you got to be in your car, window rolled up real tight. And when you're at the light, stop singing, because they know what you're singing. For instance, this song right here, Love on Top. Check it out.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
What? Turn the beat on.
This is when she announced she was pregnant. Remember this, Carla?
Bring the beat in. Woo.
Now, you don't need to be in your car with your window down.
This was Steve's jam, though, right here.
This is a good jam, man.
I can see the stars all the way from here.
He liked it when she changed and went up.
Yeah, you can't
beat it.
See you sing.
No, Steve.
Yeah, you're right about that, Jeff.
All right, Steve, how about this one right there? Who run the world?
Oh, you sure can't do
it. You cannot
you
be a dude.
You gotta do the dance, though.
Yeah.
Get it, Sonny.
You cannot be a dude.
You gotta do the dance.
Get caught saying that.
Matter of fact, you can't even have that on in your car.
Even if you like the song, right? All right, here's another one. Here's another one. Check it out. Hit it.
Why is you flipping your hand over, back and forth?
Why does Tommy know all the steps, though?
Crazy. Cannot be. You got your hand going on.
You got your hand.
And doing the walk.
Yeah.
No.
Now, the real name of the song is called Irreplaceable. But a lot of people call this song To the Left.
To the Left.
To the Left.
Uh-huh.
Check it out. You must not know me. What? This is a good song.
No.
No. Steve, I cannot picture you singing this. I cannot.
You must not know about me. You well, must
wait a minute.
Not know.
But you driving, but you looking at the person that pulled up next to you.
Yeah. You must not know about me.
You must not know about me. You must not know about. Well, I guess I didn't, Steve. I guess I didn't. Sorry about that, dog. My bad.
My bad, pimp. Dog.
I did.
My bad, pimp.
Glad I found out.
All right, here's another one. Okay. Hit it. Put your freedom dress.
No, we can no longer be free. Put your freedom dress on.
You ride with your boy, and that come on. He said, "Turn that up."
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's time to pull over. It's time to pull over. We need to talk about this.
No. All right, Jay, that's a good one right there.
Here's another song.
Okay.
You got no business singing with your boy. It's 4 Deep in the car.
Mm-hmm.
The song, come on right
we
here.
We bopping it in?
Yeah.
Come on, Jay. say?
What if I'm in a city all dressed up? Even gonna make it to this club.
Hey, man, turn that up.
That's our jam.
But everybody loves Beyonce. We can't help it. We understand.
Junior, what you say?
Dog, my boy did that. No, no, he driving. We coming back from a show in Chattanooga, Tennessee, heading back to Atlanta. Uh-huh. This song come on in the car.
He bumped it up.
We got four people in the car. He turns it up right there. Driver, roll up the partition, please. He said, oh, hell. And my boy in the show, he said, dog, did he just turn the volume up? And then he said, y'all need to see Beyonce on her knee.
Oh, my God.
Man, I said, man, pull up. We got to get out the car. We had a Shell gas station for 20 minutes trying to get ourselves together, dog. Shoulder popping.
All right, what we're doing is we're doing songs that men love about Beyonce, mm-hmm. and it's okay to love these songs.
Is.
We're just giving you a list of songs you can't sing real loud in the car. That's all we said. Like this song.
Or soft.
Or soft. Like this one right here. Hit it.
Say my name, no one is around. That's you. Destiny's Child. I love you. If you ain't running, you gotta move your head. You acting kind of shady. You calling me
baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name, say my name. Uh-uh. No, you can't. Steve, can you sing that one?
Say my name, say my name.
Come on, before we get out of here, Jay.
I got one more.
Come on.
This is actually a good song, too.
Okay,
but
what
you
is
just
it?
Cannot sing the song
with
in the car.
You guys
your
have
boy.
Such rules.
Fellas. Hit it.
Yeah.
Cut that up, dog. Cut that up, dog.
Hey, dog, cut that up.
Hey, man. Hey, man. If you don't do Jay-Z part, you have no business in this song.
Cut that up, dog.
No, stop the car so I can get out and dance.
All right, that was a good one. That was a good one. Yeah. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about breakup season. I don't know why I think of Jay with these things.
Whoa, that's cool.
Breakup
that was a
season,
shot right
and
there.
And we'll have details on Sand and Soul. We'll have some details.
I can help you with this breakup. I know how to do that.
Spring cleaning.
I'm the coldest breaker upper.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys. Happy breakup season.
This is a season for it.
I'm sorry I'm looking at you, Jay. I don't mean to.
I know.
I'm sorry. All right, Steve, it is still cold. We know that in a lot of the country, but spring is right around the corner, guys, and that means it is breakup season.
Yeah. When you move out. You can move out. Yeah.
Wow.
Warm. You can move your stuff. Yeah. You ain't moving in the cold.
This is the time.
Yeah, this is the time to do it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nobody wants to move in the cold weather.
A few years back, Facebook analyzed users' statuses that contained the words breakup and broken up, and they found a huge spike in the time between Valentine's Day and spring break. Mm-hmm. With spring on the horizon and warmer weather creeping in, relationship experts say breakups are on the rise because people feel more inclined to interact and engage with the outside world, including new people. Okay.
Hello.
Sunshine makes
How
people happier, and it makes them more adventurous. Just like cleaning out your house, like I said, spring cleaning. People are more inclined to clean out their personal lives as well. Now, Steve, we know that you are a relationship expert a lot of times, or a relationship a love.
Yeah, because I've had a lot of them.
So is there any truth to that? Yeah.
89. Oh.
How many?
89.
Why don't you round up and say 90?
89. Oh, full-blown relationship.
So what, any truth to this story?
Yeah. And you said the key there. Between Valentine's Day
and spring
and
break. Spring break.
See, Valentine, it's right in that gap, because it's that Valentine's Day when you have to claim your love.
Mm. Well, yeah.
And that's when it's either just been, it's the first one or it's just one too many times that you done had this same person that you done claimed your love to, or after you claimed it on Valentine's Day, you looked around and wished you had another Valentine. Mm-hmm.
Really?
See, Valentine's Day is the day for lovers. It throws people into something around that period of time. Now, the warm weather triggers change. Spring cleaning, closet time, You know, I'm getting to put my, right after Easter, I'm going to start wearing my cream and all this here. Mm-hmm. Then I get to wear my whites and my pastels. Mm-hmm. And the pimping begins.
What?
You know, the pimping begins.
Right
but
there.
You can't do it with that chick that's been nagging you, or you can't do it with that man that's been holding you back.
Oh.
So the warm weather triggers a flux of activities that are not normally there. You out and about. Nobody looks for a new apartment in the winter because all the apartments look gloomy. Mm-hmm. You need that sun shining in the grass so you can see where you're going to park your car. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't pick a place out in the damn snow.
You can't. This looks good. Can we go back inside?
So, yeah, there's can't some validity to that. And it is, and then as you can tell by the reaction to the fellas, it is breakup time because we designate that. We're not starting into this new summer, this warm weather, and we're going to be doing it with the wrong person.
Yes,
men break up because they know it's a chance they're going to be out there.
Mm-hmm. Summertime pimping.
Yeah. And if they're going to be out there, we got to be out there with them, and we can't be out there with them if we out there with you.
Okay,
hello,
well, Steve, I got to, you know, when you talk about warm weather and breaking up and stuff like that, you got to take us on down to Punta Cana, talking about this stuff.
See, this warm weather, this is going to happen. What weekend is this, Shirley?
This is August 30th, Steve, through September 3rd.
Ain't that Labor Day?
That's Labor Day weekend, baby.
Man.
August 30th, September 3rd, Punta Cana at the Hard Rock Hotel. We have opened up additional rooms at the Rio Hotel, which is right next door in Punta Cana. If you go to Steve Harvey Sand and Soul, you can get the information. Here's the announcement we have to make. Even if you stay at the hotel next door, we have freed it and made it possible where when you come on the Hard Rock facility, it is all inclusive for you over there, too.
Whoa!
Yay, yay.
With your new boo, Steve. With your what? Your new boo.
Break up with somebody. Come on now.
That's how you boo in.
So you can have a good time. You can come over there and participate in all the events also.
Yes. Bring clean, baby.
Hold on. You can have people at both places, right, Tom?
Hello.
What?
If you know how to boo.
See.
Get your boo on in the Punta. What?
So what you gonna tell the boo that's at the Rio who wants to come to these events at the Hard Rock?
Come from the Rio.
They can come.
All right. Mm-hmm. Roll to the Hard Rock. Boo on the left, way left.
Right. Way,
other
way left.
Other boo, far right. Work the room.
And we got the perfect out. I can't be with you because I'm working.
I'm working.
Oh, I can't be running around here. Hey. I'm working.
Hey, can y'all hush?
Yeah.
We done gave it up.
Yeah. Can y'all two please hush?
You're going to be over there clowning. You can be over there clowning, Junior.
See, Junior knew what this.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey, sandandsoul.com. You're not going to want to miss it,
no,
y'all.
Sir.
The events are off the chain. We're going to have a 70s party over there. Bring them outfits you wore back in the 70s one night. We're going to dress up, put them froes on.
You know, tight.
Dashikis.
Yeah.
Bell bottoms. We're going to be doing the bump.
Bullet belts. Bring it.
We're going to be doing the bump.
Yeah.
Who can't do the bump?
Who can't do the bump?
Boy, the bump was hot.
Remember Joe Tech's song, Steve? Ain't gonna bump no more with no big lady.
So go to SteveHarveySandandSoul.com. That's it, right, Steve?
Exactly.
August 30th through September 3rd, bring your new boo, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. We will be there. Oh, man, I can't wait. That's going to be fun. I've never been there before.
Me neither. I've never been to the DR.
All right.
I can't wait.
All right, more of this craziness. This ignorant show.
This
we
is
come
very ignorant.
Back.
Super.
That's what you get with a championship team.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, so this is according to TMZ now. Two of our favorite people. We love both of these people. Ooh. Samuel L. Jackson and Judge Judy dined together.
Oh, that's got to be great.
What I told you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles.
How did this happen? What was the deal?
I know.
Before he had such a mad crush on Ellen, his first love, talking about nephew Tommy now, Steve, your nephew, his first love was Judge Judy.
Well, really?
Judge Judy's sexy to me.
Yeah.
What?
I love Judge Judy.
Two people he has no chance at.
At all.
And you can put Beyonce Halle on that list.
You're crushing him, Steve, when you said Halle. Mm.
He don't have a chance at Judge Judy, man.
What was they doing together?
They were eating. They were eating. Samuel L. Just shared a picture of himself, you know, with her, with Judge Judy, grabbing dinner and drinks in L.A. Big drinks with the famous judge Saturday night, saying he was having dinner with a boss. That was the caption. Sam added that it's always dope connecting with Judge Judy. I love that. Who knew? So
did
Steve,
did he say, who put them snakes in the courtroom?
So, Steve, who do you think picked up the check on this one?
Both of them got money.
No, mm-hmm. But Sam, Sam got to be the gentleman, Steve. Though. Mm-hmm. He got to be the gentleman and pick up the check.
Well, now Judge Judy just, you know, she just signed a $95 million deal for her show last year.
Yeah, she can get it.
Sam got money, though.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Y'all don't please understand.
Yeah. Maybe they go Dutch? I think Sam's a gentleman. I think Samuel L. Jackson is a gentleman. Yeah.
Not only that, he cussing when he pick up.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, when you got that kind of money, what are we talking about to check?
Yeah. They probably ate free. Yeah. Just to have come up in the restaurant. Yeah.
It's so irrelevant to people at that level.
Mm-hmm. I love him and Barkley and Spike Lee. Yeah. You seen them commercials?
Those commercials are great.
I haven't seen them.
Oh, they clown.
NCAA tournament commercials, yeah.
Oh,
I think we should do one, Steve. Me, you, Junior, and Tommy. Should we do a commercial like that?
No, I won't get paid.
He ain't gonna split it four ways, Jay. I'm telling you, he ain't gonna do it.
We just out here playing.
He ain't gonna do it.
Ain't nothing connected to this.
Oh, no. I want y'all to be in it and get paid.
Oh. He said, we should want the same thing.
Yeah. But that's your people working your deal out.
Oh, they got people.
I don't know what they gonna get y'all.
It's $2 million for the commercial.
Yeah.
$1.89 has already been taken. Y'all other three gonna have to work it out over there.
Okay, guys, let's think about this hypothetically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, there's that
let's
word.
Let's say they say $2 million for the commercial.
Hypothetically. Uh-huh.
But the four of us is in it. How would y'all split the money up?
I want $1 million. That's what I want. I ain't gonna get it, but I want it.
So, let me ask you this, Steve. Equal roles, everybody has equal roles in the commercial?
It don't matter.
He's
the what star. You think, Sherry?
He's the star.
I think no.
I would say he take a meal, we split a meal. That's what I would
okay.
say.
All right.
Okay.
Amongst
that
the three of you.
Good,
okay,
Tommy.
That's fair.
Is that reasonable?
I think that's reasonable.
Now, he don't see that like that.
I'm starting to feel like Monique. That ain't enough money.
Well, your ass is out the commercial then. Nah, me and Junior splitting a meal.
Yeah. Well, then half of me, I can win up.
So, Steve, is that fair to you?
Oh,
I mean...
See right there.
I don't even know how much you make for a commercial. That's what we don't know.
Yeah.
How much you want?
Well,
for this
I've done commercials before. My last one was T-Mobile commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
year,
for the Super Bowl.
Year, right?
Uh-huh.
Year
can you give us a ballpark for that when we come back?
So like that, we right there, we short already.
Okay, hold up. We have to discuss this more when we come back.
Yeah, I gotta find this out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so when we left off, Steve, we were talking about this commercial. You were guys going to do a commercial like
Samuel L. Jackson
and Spike Lee and Charles Barkley. The four of you guys,
yeah,
you,
we
Steve,
said 2 million,
Jay,
right?
Tommy, and Junior. Yeah, so they're paying you guys $2 million. So we're trying to figure out how are you going to split this?
And I said $1 million to Steve, and then me and Jay and Junior split the other
million. Yeah, so that's $300,000.
What are you saying, Uncle Steve?
Because he said that wasn't enough.
Yeah, none of you have been on any commercial.
We've been on some commercials.
Is this Netflix and Monique? They don't have a resume? What?
Well, I'm just telling you the truth. You know, y'all saying you have, but ain't nobody seen it.
I was on a McDonald's commercial.
I was you were.
Ain't nobody see that?
What did I do? Yes, that Pizza Hut or Domino's? What was that? I can't remember.
And you can't
Domino's.
Remember, so how are we supposed to remember?
Yeah, Domino's.
What's
Domino's.
My case? Junior, what's your case?
I was on the
Jay was
commercial.
On a McDonald's commercial ain't nobody seen.
They did.
Tommy was on a pizza commercial. He say he don't know. He can't remember
it was
Domino's or pizza.
Yeah.
Okay, so how are we supposed to remember? Junior, what's your case?
I did a bacon commercial with you.
A bacon commercial?
The bacon commercial. I did
that was on the internet.
But it was still.
But I was with you.
Resume, yeah.
Jay, you seemed a little hurt about your commercial.
No, I was on a McDonald's commercial. Yeah. That was a national.
Well, see, you
commercial.
Were with.
Whoa, we can't say that name.
Okay,
here.
Well, you was with him. You was with him. That was before championship team.
Not allowed to say that guy's name. I'm glad I didn't say
it. Cause you'd be out.
I'd be out of here.
We talk about with the quickness.
Well, based on that, fellas.
Uh-huh. Okay, how'd it go?
I think the three of y'all would be very, very happy.
Here we go.
Very, very well paid and suited to split 150.
Wait, one more time. What?
The three of them split so 150. That's 50,000 apiece.
They're paying 2 million. It's right. Steve J. Tommy Jr. They're
we're
paying.
We're going to be in there about 4 hours.
Okay,
between
one more
time. Between the three of them.
All right, okay. One more time, Steve.
They're paying.
The three of y'all get 150 to split. Between the three of y'all. Now, y'all can do that evenly at 50 apiece.
Oh, my
God. Or y'all can bump Junior down since he ain't got no commercial experience.
He did the bacon commercial.
He did the bacon commercial with you.
With you.
Steve
that was
Harvey
just on
bacon.
The internet.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm calling for a boycott of Steve, Junior, and Tommy. I'm out. Yeah.
Can I say this and be very, I want you to take it.
Tommy. No.
Can I just say this, Carla?
No.
I mean, I'm going to say it as nice as I can.
No.
Carla, I mean, I'm really nice about it, all right?
No.
Man, f*** you.
Can I say I second that emotion?
Team Tommy.
Junior.
I third it.
So, getting here where you take $50,000.
I know. I no, sure no. will. I ain't going to lie. Let me quit playing.
$2 million. No, 1.
He's going to take 1.
No, it's like 1.8.
185. Yeah. Listen to me. I'm in a different tax bracket. They're going to take 50% of that. I got $925,000 I'm walking
you
with.
You do better letting us get some so you're not that hit.
That go to million.
See, this right here is why Netflix got cussed out. This right here.
All right, look, we got to go.
These are the same fights people have who might win the lottery. Same kind of fight.
One last break when we come back to close out the show. We'll be back at 49 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, last break of the day. Steve, before we get out of here, though, we do have to say congratulations.
Yeah.
Season 3 of your hit show, Little Big Shot, premiered last night. And Sophie, huh? How about Sophie with singing Frank Sinatra's My Way?
No, I like the little
standing
boy.
Standing ovations.
Yes.
The little boy said that to girlfriend. I like that.
Oh, and when you asked about the little boy, do you have a girlfriend? He said, yes, she works at Walmart.
She grown.
Yes.
Grown woman, man. Now, my question to you, Steve, is do you know what type of personality the kid's going to have before he comes out, or you have no idea?
No, I have none. I'd never meet the kids beforehand.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
When they come around that corner, that's the first time I meet them.
Good.
Now,
good.
I've got a cue card lady that has all these questions, but I keep telling them, you can't prep these kids, because when these kids come around that corner, everything you prep them for, when they see that crowd and them lights come on, because they be practicing at rehearsal. Ain't nobody in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I say, hey, man, when they turn that corner, man, them kids don't give a damn what you told them to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are children, man. So. And then, you know, we got some producers that don't have kids. They don't know.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I said, no, listen to me, man. They going to fold up like a pup tent in a hurricane if you start throwing these big questions at them. I said, just let me work with them. Why that lady on the cue card just be shaking that card? Answer this. No, they ain't ready for that. That's why I be talking about regular stuff. Ain't none of that stuff be on the card. You got a girlfriend? Yeah. She work at Walmart.
But you really know how to talk to kids. Yeah,
my other question is, you ever had a kid where you go, Lord, if this wasn't TV?
Man, I'm going to tell you something, man.
Little smart mom kid.
Very rarely, but you get them kids that's out there, and you can tell their parents, you know, be sharp, be smart. I have felt really bad for this one black kid. I'm not going to say who he was, but he came out there to dance. In rehearsal, they say he was great. Man, the little boy got on his couch, sat down, crossed his leg to me and said, what's up, Steve? I looked at him. I went, Steve?
No.
And then I could look over there at his father, and his father was giving him that go ahead on, you know, that circling motion.
Uh-huh.
Like, keep going, keep going. What's up with you, man? Player?
And his daddy just over there.
They want him to be cute, Ryan. Yeah, trying to.
And I said, cute, see. Though.
So we had to. And his performance was horrible because he didn't do nothing he did in rehearsal. His daddy had took him to the side and worked with him. So after it was over with, I went backstage. I told the producer, I said, this was horrible, man. That little kid, in rehearsal, he could sing. He was doing just natural movements. They said, we don't know what happened. I said, his father got to him because I was looking at his father over there, egging him on, giving him the motion forward sign. I said, let me go talk to his daddy. So I went over to talk to his father. I said, bro, let me talk to you. Yeah, Steve, wasn't he good? I said, not really, man.
Ooh.
What you mean?
He wasn't good.
I said, hey, man, you had him too much. On his tape, he was a kid. Uh-huh. Out here, man, he was trying to act like he was 24, seasoned. Everybody knew his name. He ready to sign autographs. Yeah, man, I want him to act like that so people can see how he going to be. I said, bro, that ain't how you do it. I said, man, just let your kid be a kid.
For a kid, yeah. Right, yeah.
And he went, oh, man, that's messed up, Steve. Man, what you think we ought to do? I said, man, we need to bring him back tomorrow and retape this. So I went and told the producer. Then next time he taped it, he was natural. He was good. The kid could sing.
I think that's what's missing, though, with little kids.
To be kids.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. They're not kids. Raised like we were raised. We couldn't say... call you Steve as a kid. We had to say Mr.
Yes,
Steve,
ma'am, no, ma'am.
Mr.
Yes, ma'am.
Harvey. Ma'am.
I had a little girl on the show talking to me so crazy.
Really?
In the interview. And you could see the audience, man.
Cringing.
And you know, we never could air it. We couldn't air it.
Oh,
because
wow.
The audience, they cringe. Because, you know, our audience go, wait a minute, hold.
Right.
Wait a minute,
words
who are you?
Yeah, you have to.
You know, you don't talk to nobody like that sitting up in here.
We were raised
so how
to
many books have
elders.
You read? I said, I ain't read that many books. How many is not so many?
Oh, who are you talking
I said, well,
about?
I probably read
you
about
know,
eight,
I been.
Yeah.
10 books.
Yeah.
I've read 3 books in one day.
Who are you talking about?
Well, okay.
Yeah, come on, little kid.
See, Annalee Brown would have stopped taping right there.
Yes.
What's her name, Jay?
Annalee Brown.
Annalee Brown.
That had butt whooping all over
with
it.
With that nursing outfit. Now, she wasn't a nurse, but she dressed like a nurse because she cleaned house.
Uh-huh.
She would have came out there with that on.
That was such a no-no.
Yeah.
So taboo.
Hell yeah.
How we were raised.
And my mama would start it off with, what's this I'm hearing?
Yeah. You have to respect your elders.
Now, my mom would have stopped it right at, did you say his name was what? Steve.
Right.
I'd have got knocked out right there.
What'd your mom say, Steve? Yeah. What'd your mom say?
His name is Mr. Harvey.
Yes.
This little girl was just, she said, how many books have you read? I said, I ain't read that many books in my life. I might have read 10, 8, 12, something like that. I read 3 books in one day.
Mm.
If you read more, you would know more. So I could see the producers moving around, trying to figure out how they're going to handle that. I leaned over to that little girl. I said, uh-oh. Where your mom and daddy at? She pointed over there. I said, do they know a lot? Yes, they know a lot, Mr. Harvey. Mm-hmm. They know an awful lot because they're readers too.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so ask your mom and daddy if they rather read a lot of books or be rich. Ask them that.
Okay.
That little girl said. She looked at me and started blinking. I'm not going to ask my mom and daddy that. Okay.
She was smart enough to know that. Huh?
Okay. Well, ask they stupid ass that.
Don't say that. Are you clapping back?
Ass. You little chunky little healthy talking
Steve.
To me crazy. Yeah, ask your smart ass mom and daddy if they'd rather have all them books or they'd rather be rich. You
but
ask them that.
Would you rather read a book or a bank statement?
Hello. Hello. Oh, no, that's what he said.
We can count
you said
more.
That.
Yeah, he did
but
say
you
that.
Said,
well,
how
to
read
teach
my bank statement.
Basic manners. And
this is why back in the day, other families could whoop your behind and send you
home. It definitely took a village.
Folks, y'all have a great weekend. And stop bickering amongst yourselves and go have a great weekend.
It's Monday.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.